Welcome to the best of PJN Science and Technology interviews. You're invited to join us to listen to select researchers and scientists share their rarely discussed rediscoveries in science and technology. The time is now to come forward in our brains and process the discoveries that can now be applied to assist us to master the days, months, and years ahead. So sit back and let your mind soar while your brain processes the best science news from our past that is very relevant to our lives today. Enjoy the best of TJN.
Science of Melanology, presented by Dr. Jewel Pookrum. All recorded and printed materials are copyrighted by the Jewel Publications, Inc., a subsidiary of the House of Jewels. Any unauthorized duplication of these materials is strictly prohibited. Our commitment is to connect with those who want to discover and learn the science of life and the science of living. For additional books, MP3, Mayan calendars, Immortal Chat CDs, registration for the Balancing Program, and the Advanced Balancing Workshop, please visit our website, thejewelnetwork.com, or call 602-559-1842. That's thejewelnetwork.com, or call 602-559-1842. Thank you.
You know, last week we read one of our listeners' letters, and she had a lot of concerns about the past. And so one of the things that's very important and why Brother R.A.'s show is so important is because he brings the wisdom from the past to the present. We don't want to bring, you know, memories, emotions, scars, et cetera. We want to always be able to look at the past, see what we've learned from it, what's the wisdom, and then bring that forward. And the letter that I read last week addressed the past, and it was trying to put the past in perspective relative to all of the pain, misunderstanding, and resistance to accepting each human being as a divine entity, and how do we go forward from there. So let me just give you a preview of what was said, and then we're going to go into part two of answering this individual's letter. I have one question right now that I hope you will answer for me, or at least give me some clarity on it regarding my thinking. You already picked up on the fact that I have some issues, quote-unquote, regarding the races, particularly pertaining to black and white or Caucasian and Hebrew Israelite. I consider myself a Hebrew Israelite at this point in time, and she goes on to talk about that. But then she says, I have never liked the word, even as a child, of being referred to as a Negro, and I've always considered it to be a pejorative term, much like the word minority. Minority contains the root word minor as insignificant, and I don't consider my race, as I understand you say that there's no such thing as race, but I don't know how else to express it, to be minor or insignificant. And words mean things, just like thoughts are things, and these are both things or terms that the white rulers or Caucasian race have given to us. They are not terms that we choose to call ourselves. White people have always tried to define for us what we are supposed to be or how we are supposed to refer to ourselves, and it changes every 10 years or so. I've never considered or referred to myself as colored, Negro, African American, or what other names they have given us over the years. If any, I am African who happens to live in America. This is my perception and how I view the subject. It's not my intention to project my views on others. Now, let me just address this first sentence, and I addressed it, but just in summary. First of all, we know that every individual is their own sovereign, that they have the capacity, unless they really exhibit minimal brain capabilities, to make their own decisions and to decide the reality for themselves. It is by choice, and one has to agree to allow other people to decide how you should behave and how you should live. So, therefore, no one can be a ruler over anyone else unless the other members of that group decide that they will withhold their will and allow someone else to dictate their behavior and their lifestyle. So
you can hear the full broadcast of this show in its entirety by visiting the home website of the Jewel Network. Listen to the entire show at www.thejewelnetwork.com. Thank you.